Kim is a homosexual.
Well, come on, we've all been there, done that.
What? Well, I certainly haven't, and you haven't.
Kath, I was in the Navy for 6 years.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
All you need to know is it has everything to do
with the girl.
With the woman he refuses to acknowledge as a human being sitting next to him.
Yes. I found out later you kissed her.
Found out later because of the time change you kissed her. But we didn't have the video camera set up, so I don't have great footage of that. But it's still a confirmed pull for me. We don't keep her numbers, we keep mine. It's not important.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, Kathakins, welcome back to The Commercial Break. Hi, I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Let's not delay, because we are in the middle of some good shit, and I know you guys are waiting patiently on bated breath for part two of John Anthony Lifestyles, How to Pull a Threesome.
Oh, my God.
Confirmed pull. With over 1,300 confirmed pulls, we want to get right back to it. Let's bring you up to speed. 13,000 phone numbers. He's converted 10% of them to confirmed pulls. Right. He puts his stats right there in graphics on the YouTube channel. Let me bring you up to speed. We've gotten a lot of questions, and I say a lot. I say, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 people just in the last couple of months have asked TCB how they approach their partner about a threesome. And all different kinds of ways people are asking this question, but it seems to be on the minds of a lot of different people.
Yeah.
How do I get this boring lover out of my bed and get someone more interesting in without offending anybody's feelings? Which is how I am interpreting all these questions. So we don't have any great advice for you. We thought we'd go to the internet and see if there's any advice out there that can be given by someone a little bit more credible, they'll say, than us. Someone with actual facts on their side, right? And what we found was something we never expected. We found absolute gold.
This guy, we couldn't even get through 4 minutes.
We didn't even get through 4 minutes of the video in an hour-long recording. We didn't get through 4 minutes of this video. John Anthony Lifestyle is the name of the YouTube channel if you want to go check it out. But what I'd prefer you do is go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can watch this episode in all its glory and all its wonderfulness that Morgan adds. You can watch it right there and subscribe to the channel if you would, if you're up for it. Let's bring you up to speed.
He's wearing a tank top.
Yeah. John Anthony is wearing his own John Anthony Lifestyle tank top that is probably a woman's version of this because it's way too tight and he's got it tucked into his sweatpants. Yes. And then he's got a girl next to him that he's been dating for 6 months.
Yep.
And he doesn't name her. He just calls her Brazil because she's from Brazil. He's told us he has over 13,000 women's phone numbers in his phone. And lately, he's been trolling at the mall for threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling
she's
us
gorgeous.
She's oh yeah, by the way, Brazil is like
no wonder he's pulling in people because she's gorgeous.
She's Emily Ratajkowski gorgeous. This girl is gorgeous. Like someone that's walking out of a magazine kind of gorgeous. And John is in the middle of explaining how they went, you know, for a little shopping trip at the mall. Who shops at the mall anymore? I don't
during
know.
During Black Friday.
During Black Friday. The pandemic and shit was his exact words during the pandemic and shit. But fear not, he's still pulling tail from the mall, including the girl behind the makeup counter, which Chrissy and I are guessing is no older than 20 years old. Probably just trying to make a little extra money to go to college. And here she's got this 47-year-old douchebag. By the way, if Brazil is straight out of a magazine like Elle or Vogue, then John Anthony is straight out of like Podcast Magazine. That's his level of good looks. Of which Chrissy and I graced 4 pages one time. Yes. By the way, Podcast Magazine is no more. And to no one's surprise, by the way. To no one's surprise. Okay. Yeah, no. The guy who owned it tried to sell it for like $4 million. And people were like, what? It's a magazine about podcasts. How does that make sense? You can't click anything. You can't go anywhere. It's like, wow, this is a great podcast. Too bad I can't click on this piece of paper.
It's just a list.
Yeah. And the only places it was ever distributed was probably within a mile radius of the guy who owned its house. He probably convinced some liquor store to put it out on the counter for free.
And the dry cleaner.
Like those most wanted posters, you know, in Florida when you drive down there and they have the most wanted books where you can pay a dollar and see who's fucking up lately in your town. Podcast magazines, similar. You can go to almost anywhere that has this particular liquor store to find that magazine. Distributed everywhere. Don't worry about it. So we want to get right back to it. Let's see if we can finish this video on this particular episode. Let's get back to John Anthony Lifestyle talking about how him and Brazil are pulling some tail at the mall. Back it up just a little bit so that we can kind of figure out where we left off. Let me just back it up just like 30 seconds. So there we go. Okay. Without further ado, here's John Anthony Lifestyle.
And Brazil.
In Brazil.
Talk to me, like, also because they were, like, talking, like, sharing information stuff, and she was, like, trying to be cool to me, too. Yeah. And she was, like, into us, maybe. Like,
well, she was saying. One big sign that, like, that struck me was she said, "You guys are a beautiful couple," right? So it already seemed on. Whenever they say anything like that, plus we were both kind of, like, giving her the...
Whenever they say anything like that, they're being paid to sell something to me. Hey, come on, man.
And when let me reiterate, when the girl said you're a beautiful couple, she meant the girl.
The girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she meant you're a... she meant your girlfriend's a beautiful person that you also happen to be around. I go to the bar and I smile at the bartender and say, "Man, you're hot." And she goes, "Oh, thanks." I don't take that as a compliment. I take that as she wants a tip. So she's, you know, so she's accepting my unwanted advances. The 15th time in a minute she's heard that she's hot. Why? Because I'm a loser at the bar drinking and staring at the bartender all night.
Eyes like, you know, "We want to fuck you," basically. So it was a short conversation, like 4 or 5 minutes, commenting about her tattoos. Like, I think I asked about the Black Friday thing. She starts saying whatever, and I'm like, "Oh, I like your tattoo."
Wait.
Oh, wait. Breaking news.
Breaking here. News up on the screen. You can have a 30-minute dating call with me. You better believe the commercial break is going to do that.
We are.
Put it in the notebook, Chrissy.
Putting it in the notebook. Hey! It's going down.
To talk to this guy live on a 30-minute dating coaching call would be awesome. But, you know, currently he's telling you how to pull the girl behind the makeup tattoo counter, or makeup counter, and if she has tattoos, you comment on those.
Yeah, but so they just talk for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. She's 17. What else does she have to talk about? She's lived no life. First of all, second of all, you're giving us no groundbreaking information here, bro. If you see an attractive woman, you comment on the things that...
Yeah.
This is like conversation 101.
Tattoos, how many tattoos do you have? I'm usually commenting about the girl's appearance and different things having to do with what's going on with her.
Nice tits. I know. Where'd you get those tits? They look pretty good.
My girlfriend has some too.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Yeah. Those tits stand up on their own. Can I see? Can you take your bra off for a second? I just want to... What kind of nipples you got? What kind of nipples are you working with down there? Are they quarter size or like half dollars? Let me do like dime sized. If yeah, whatever, I'll take whatever. Actually, it's my girlfriend here. She'll take whatever. Her name is, I don't know her name. She's from Brazil. Could she see your nipples? No? Okay. All right. We'll buy the mascara.
Is there a Black Friday sale?
Is there a Black Friday sale? This is the most expensive no pull I've ever had. Confirm pull.
Then we said, like, "Oh, where do you live? We live in this area." And she actually lives in the same area that we live in. So that
means we're going to fuck. The fuck does this have to do with anything? Anything. She lives in the same area of the mall you went to near your house? You go figure. Because I don't know too many people that commute an hour and a half to work at the makeup counter at a mall. Dumbass.
When we got her number, I said, like, "Oh, we have parties and, like, you know, barbecues and that. Let me grab your number."
We have parties and barbecues and threesomes.
Barbecues that turn into threesomes.
Brazil likes barbecue. Like, Brazil likes to eat barbecue. I like to eat pussy. What do you say? You come over and we'll hang out. No? I've got a permission slip. Can you get it signed by your parents? So where does the school bus drop you off?
It's in our area.
Is it in your area? Oh, no, I fly in from Charlotte. I'm just here on business, just working behind the makeup counter. Tuesday through Friday, I fly in, I fly back out. I assume anybody who works at the mall is living in the area.
Yeah.
And then the next piece is setting up logistics for the hangout. So I always ask, this is like shocking to her at first, you know, like explain. Like basically I
you want to explain or tell them how awesome I am? Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. What's your name? Brazil? Tell them. Where are you from? This is the hottest girl you've ever talked to in your life. I would know her name and I would say it respectfully.
Yes.
And I would never, ever. Now, listen, there's the old saying, never bring sand to a beach, right? But then there's the old saying that my friend Paul, the older guy that I used to hang out with when I was a teenager, used to say, you're just at the age where you're still scared of pussy. He was right, by the way. I took a high offense to it then, but he was right. There's another famous saying that he had. You show me a hot girl and I'll show you a guy who's sick of fucking her.
I say, like, are you free tonight? And she's always like, oh my God, that seems very forward.
What? But are you free tonight with some big revelation?
Yeah. What time's your smoke break? Yeah, that's a big revelation. Are you free tonight?
We like to have parties. Let me get your number. Are you free tonight?
I know by law you're allowed 2 15-minute smoke breaks per shift. You want to go have a threesome real quick?
He looked at the girl from Brazil. He goes, and it was a big revelation to her.
Big revelation to her.
I mean, she's learning so much from me.
Basically, she's assimilating here in this country. All guys are like John Anthony. This girl's going to go back with post-traumatic stress disorder to Brazil.
You want to ask that because you want to see them as soon as possible. Like in door-to-door sales.
You want, door-to-door sales? This guy. Oh, my God. He's hurting my head how dumb he is. It's hurting my head.
Like a door-to-door sale.
Door-to-door sales is nothing like pulling a threesome. Pulling a threesome is like magic. That's what it is. It's like real life magic. But he's had 23 in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah.
I did door-to-door sales for a summer to see how it would translate into game stuff. And I heard that a statistic is the odds of the sale.
Wait, hold on.
He did door-to-door sales for a summer to see, how it would translate into game stuff.
Game stuff.
Like
mass cold, like the cold approach. The mass approach. You know. She is totally surprised. Tell him how good I am. Tell him. Tell him how many times I mass approach. Tell him all about my cold approaches. Tell him. Tell him what I'm like in public. Tell him how big my dick is. Tell him how this shirt is really a medium. Tell him how this shirt once fit me. Tell him.
Going down, decrease by 50% per day. So you want to go for seeing the girl as fast as possible. Like you're constantly battling against time in the lead basically going colder as time passes. Okay, so whenever I'm like working tons of leads, you see like my schedule for that day is fully booked.
Is this man seriously approaching this like a sales, like a sales training?
What's up, girl? Hey, Holy. It's me, Carl. I'm just as disturbed by all this as you are. And I walk and talk to the Lord in the morning. I slept with an entire congregation one time. That was a mass approach. You know what I'm saying? I opened up with let's spread the seed and I closed by let's clean up on some of this seed. So it's not so sticky when the next group comes in. You know what I'm saying? And I think this guy's a total douche. All right, I just wanted to remind you guys. This guy is not doing it for the Lord.
So whenever he works his leads.
He's got a full schedule.
Got a full schedule.
Mall, 10 a.m. mall. 12 a.m. park.
Yeah, 10 a.m. mall. 12 p.m. high school bus stop. 2 p.m. McDonald's playground. 4 p.m.
He's canvassing.
My next door neighbor's daughter. 9 p.m. That chick from Brazil living in my house.
Girls. The next day is fully booked with girls. And then, like, maybe the next day it has, like, one or two, but not that much. You want to, like, heavy book like the current day and the next day, usually about like 48 hours out. Okay, so you want to like try to see them within like 2 days. So she's like, oh, I'm off at 8. I had my mentorship for the 8-week mentorship program. I had that from
my mentorship program.
What was it?
What?
Oh God!
Is this for him to mentor other people? Because that should be outlawed.
I don't know, Chrissy, but please pray to the TCB gods that this is online somewhere. Please, please, God. I don't talk to you very often, but when I do, it's usually related to listenership around TCB and my inability to pay back the debt for this Rodecaster. But dear God, let this all be online somewhere.
From like 8.
7 to 9.
No, I think it was from 8 to 10.
Oh my God, they're having an... by the way, this is the most boring I pulled a threesome video ever. If it wasn't so funny, it would be a total snooze fest. These two are literally arguing about details that mean nothing.
The time of his mentorship.
Yeah, the time of his mentorship. And if you remember earlier, they were arguing about whether or not it was Black Friday or the day after Black Friday. Or if the girl was blonde or brunette. Who gives a fuck? Give us some information. You're not telling us exactly how you pulled anything. You're just saying a bunch of... You're just telling a story in the most boring fashion. This is the friend at the bar who starts telling you about his day, and you're watching the TV behind him the entire time. You're like, oh, yeah? Really? So how's your wife? I got divorced 3 years ago. So she's great? She's good?
Because we hadn't changed the time yet. It was from 8 to 10. I'm positive.
It was daylight savings Friday. It was,
tell him how I'm right. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him it was daylight savings. Tell him. Tell him. Tell her.
Stupid. This is so dumb.
And by the way, he said because the time changed. When the time changes in the fall after Black Friday, it goes backwards, not forwards. She's right, you're wrong. Just letting you know. Case closed. Sorry to start another marriage dispute, but you're wrong.
I have my mentorship from 8 to 10.
Look at her. She looks so annoyed by him. She's like, yeah, because he's always just, whatever.
He keeps cutting her off to begin with, and he's a douche.
I know. It's like an episode of The Commercial Break.
She gets off at 8, and then she texts me around, like, I was like, what time? Are you almost, like, ready or whatever? She texts me around, like, closer to 9 during my mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said,
uh-huh.
She's drinking a beer.
She's drinking a beer.
She's like, uh-huh.
She's like, this is the part of the day when I get drunk again.
Exactly.
Again.
Exactly.
What time do we break out the cocaine?
Right.
Because I'm really annoyed with you. And I'm going to need some heavy narcotics to get through this day.
I'm like,
by the way, guys, there is something on a video called editing. Just throwing that out there. I'll introduce you to Morgan.
She asked me like, oh, I'm just getting home. Like, I'm a bit tired. Like, can we meet another night? And that's just like running into like a standard objection. So then my
standard objection. I want to have nothing to do with you.
Tired.
Standard objection. Tired. Standard. Yeah. Well, I have some cocaine.
Right through that.
That's a standard overcoming of objection. We're going back to the tripod of sales. Cocaine, alcohol, and the world's hottest woman.
Yes, exactly.
That's the tripod of threesome sales. It's so easy. If I had those three things, I'd be confirming the poll too. Confirmed, 23 polls. Confirmed, $2,300 on cocaine.
Go-to answer when they say they're tired, and she's like, I have to be up early too. I said, just come for a little bit. Promise we won't keep you up late. Wink face. How soon can you be ready? So, and I'll make a separate video about this, but you can...
Finding... It's the worst graphics I've ever seen on a video.
I know.
The first graphic that comes up on this video, which is from the last episode that we did, you can go back and listen if you haven't, it actually put his stats on the bottom. It said, John Anthony, the world-renowned dating coach, over 1,300 women in over 30 countries. Yeah. Confirmed polls, by the way. Confirmed polls. And now he's got another dumb graphic in a different style altogether. This is like an early commercial break video. Go watch the first YouTube video.
Finding this video helpful?
Leave a thumbs up and comment below.
Smash it.
Smash that like button. It's Frankie B. Jr. here. This is Frankie B. with more testosterone.
I have like locked people into the frame by like putting a question in that frame afterwards. So a good one is, how soon before you're ready? She like cut up this shirt. It came as like a t-shirt. Might sit back like a little bit. She, yes, like, yes. It like came as like a t-shirt, and then she just like butchered it, yeah, all to be like a...
What? These two. Oh my God.
What just happened there? You guys are worse than the commercial break.
He's talking about how he...
how he locked someone in with a question mark.
And a wink face.
And a wink face. That's how I do my confirmed polls.
Just come for a little bit.
Yeah, actually, when I was on Tinder, I didn't even say hello. I just question mark wink face. Confirmed poll.
It's very hot this season of the year.
Yeah, it's like just beginning summer now in Brazil.
Yeah, it's like super, super hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm from New York and the seasons are like reversed. So she said like, or I said, like, just come for a little bit. Promise, because everything is about lowering compliance in my game as well. So making it easier for her, just come for a little bit. We promise.
Lowering compliance.
And then we swarm her.
Yeah.
There's a net.
Just
we
come
just
for
drop the net over the doorway.
Go, hey, what time are you going to be ready? Sorry, I can't. I'm a little busy. No problem. Just come for a little bit. Again, can't. I got work tomorrow morning. That's okay. Just need 5 minutes of your time. Not interested. Please? Question mark, winky face? No. Hello? Hello? Hello?
It's not to keep you late, right? So now she doesn't need to be worried about staying up late. How soon can
you... She's coming over to a stranger's house to have a threesome, and the most concerning thing that she's got on her mind is whether or not she's going to be up late. I guarantee
well,
not.
Well, he's tricking her
yeah, of course
into
he is.
It.
Yeah, of course she is. He's just trying to get her over so he can get her naked.
Barbecue, couple little bit.
You know what happens? This guy invites somebody over. They go, well, the girl yeah. sounds nice, right?
Yes.
They come over, and this girl's completely naked on
yeah,
the couch.
Exactly.
And then who's not going to get turned on by that? It's just easy from there.
Be ready. And then she's like, all right, fine, I'll take a quick shower and then I'll come over. And she's like, smiley face, right? So then you got ready. You're like,
wow, this is an engaging conversation with one of the most brilliant minds of our time, John Anthony Lifestyle. You can get your bedding and furniture.
It's a whole lifestyle
collection. 1,300 confirmed polls. It's a lifestyle collection. We have everything from kids' apparel to
washer and dryer.
Washers and dryers. Buy here, pay here.
Threesome tank yeah. tops.
30 days, no interest. John Anthony, extra small tank tops for your viewing pleasure.
You were almost ready. Mm-hmm. And I told her, like, I'm not going to be done with my call yet. Just occupy when she gets here. So she texts when she's on the way. She gets here. My girl goes down, gets her. And I had like a wraparound balcony here in the penthouse. Mm-hmm. And she like, bro, I was still...
He had to mention penthouse. And he says, my girl went down and got her. That girl's sitting right next to you. Should probably talk to her like she's an actual human being.
Oh my God. And I just figured out, so they are in Brazil. Because he said...
They're in Brazil now.
Yeah, they're in Brazil yeah. now. Of course, he's big man on campus in some tiny little town in Brazil.
Yeah.
With a penthouse.
With a penthouse.
Wraparound
That's right.
balcony.
Yes. And I can guarantee the malls in Brazil are no different than the malls in America. It's a bunch of young kids running around, Abercrombie and Fitch, looking for tight-fitting jeans.
Mentorship call. She brought the girl out. I was, like, busy still for, like, a half hour. She got here around, like, 9:30. I still have my mentorship call till 10. She brought the girl outside. I didn't even know what was going on out there. But I found out after the fact that you had kissed her already.
So there do
you
want to talk? Go.
Yeah, there we go. There's everything you need to know. We could stop the video right here because all you need to know is it has everything to do
with the girl.
With the woman he refuses yes. to acknowledge as a human yes. being sitting next to him.
Yes. I found out later yeah. you kissed her.
Found out later because of the time change you kissed her. But we didn't have the video camera set up, so I don't have great footage of that. But it's still a confirmed poll for me. Yeah. We don't keep her numbers. We keep mine. It's not important. My girl.
Oh, that part? Because I wasn't even out there for that part. Mm-hmm. So talk about that part. How that went down.
Okay. First of all, I was wearing the black thing.
Yeah, she was wearing, it's basically like lingerie, like a robe.
It's like a robe,
but it was not like a, it was like silk, like
yeah.
But it was like very sexual.
But you were, it was like all cover.
God, he cannot let her speak.
He cannot let her talk. No, because that acknowledges that she's an actual human being in the room who has feelings.
And she's the reason.
And she's the reason that he's getting 23 confirmed pulls in 2 months.
All covered, but it was like a robe, like a black robe.
But you were just,
I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Shows up and the girl's naked and that's it.
Wearing that around the house and you're like, should I change?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, just keep it like that.
Yeah, I was just like wearing in the house, very comfortable, very nice. And then like Jen says, no, just go down and like it would be all fine. And then I went out, I took her back here and she was just saying, oh my God, you look so amazing, so sexy. And I was like, yeah. And she was saying, oh, but that's not fair because like, look how you came to talk me and like you're all sex, all dressed up and like.
But she looked good too. She was wearing like.
Yeah, she looked good.
She's like petite blonde.
She was like, oh my God, you look good. You're so good. You're so sexy. And I tell her, I say, listen, the predator is going to be in soon.
He's finishing his mentor call.
Quick kiss me before he pays attention to you. Let's jump off this balcony. We have better chances of surviving than if John gets off his predator phone call. I mean, mentor phone call. Look.
Like I said, bro, thanks for paying the $1,300 for the 30-minute mentor phone call. So where was I in my story? Oh, yeah, I got up this morning and, like, I was wearing these pajamas. And, like, when I get up in the morning, I'm a little sleepy still. So, like, I had to go to pee. And then, oh, time's up, but I got to go because there's a confirmed pull on my penthouse. Oh, no, they just jumped off the balcony. Okay, you want to pay another $1,300? I'll tell you the rest of the story. No, you're bored? Okay. All right. Well, thanks. You'll get a $49.99 recurring charge on your card for the rest of your life.
She had, like, no bra on, so, like, her tits were fucking, like, poking out and shit.
Yeah, and she was...
How old are you, dude? Her tits were poking out and shit? You couldn't have found a better way to say that?
Hey everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos, the same day they air on the audio feed, they'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
So she was very pretty, but she was like very into this, but she was kind of like afraid, you know, of like getting this wrong. So she was being very cautious in her words, you know.
Cautious. Cautious.
Cautious.
Are you just made? What a dick.
That is video gold, I mean, John
just
Anthony.
Made fun of her accent. They're in Brazil.
God. Let's see you speaking Portuguese, bro. Guarantee you do not know a second language.
He does not.
Barely know the first one.
I know.
I always teach her words wrong.
Yes, right?
She says, I am not native English speaker. I am trying to learn. No, she's good with English. But no.
Almost a native speaker, baby. Oh my God.
So you guys got here. I basically just said hi. I was like busy. She told
me. Hey, I'm on the phone.
Hey, I'm on the phone.
Hey, hold on 1 second. I got a confirmed pull. Hey. I'm on the phone. So if you want to go stare at my incredibly attractive girlfriend naked out on the penthouse.
There's some cocaine, some booze on the table.
There's a pile of cocaine and some booze. Feel free to get a jump start. I got to finish this mentor phone call. This dude's literally relying on me to help him pull. Okay, so where was I in the story? So then I like brush my teeth, but like, you know how it gets to the end of the toothpaste tube and you don't have any more toothpaste? I like pushed it out a little bit. When was that, babe? When did I run out of toothpaste? No. It was Tuesday because of the time change. I'm right. So like, then I was struggling with the toothpaste. Oh, well, time's up. We'll see each other next week. My girl, this other human that walks around the apartment is currently having sex with my pole. I gotta go.
Who's paying this guy to talk?
Well, luckily the girls speak English. They speak Portuguese here in Brazil. And so I was able to continue the mentorship.
Mm-hmm. And then she was like trying to be cautious. And then she was like very afraid because since it's a couple, she was like, oh my God, maybe what if I kiss her and the guy doesn't like? Or I think she was like in a lot of doubts in her head, you know?
Because so much for the party that they were having, or the barbecue. It sounds like it was just the two of them.
Parties, barbecues, threesomes, twosomes where John watches.
I think that's what it is. Probably what it is. Exactly.
And she was trying to be very, like, polite, very subtle, you know, not like making like moves.
That's how you guys started taking like pictures and stuff outside.
Yeah, we started like hanging out, talking normally.
Dude, tell more boring parts of the story. You got any more boring parts you can share? Let's rope in some new subscribers to this channel. Tell them about that one time you tried on the wrong John Anthony shirt. Tell them.
He just keeps cutting her off.
Dude. Shut up. Trying to make a joke here.
Like, she was, oh, very nice view, and say, oh, can I take some pictures of you? Like, you look pretty, so let's see.
Can I take some pictures of you to send to the police? To show the hostage negotiators where I am? Okay, thank you.
Joy, like, that you look, like, so pretty, and then, like, we start taking pictures, and I'm like, oh, you look so pretty, so beautiful, and then, like, we end up kissing. But after talking...
How did you end up kissing?
Oh, it was natural. Like, we were, like, talking about, like, how...
I'm a lesbian, and I'm using you for the money.
That's right.
For this penthouse. I'm the one with the pulls.
I actually don't like your penis whatsoever. I've been pulling my entire life. But the penthouse is a really great addition. And all the cocaine and booze. Can I use your credit card to go back to the mall? That's why they're pulling all their stuff at the mall. It's because he gets, he buys everything. That's right. Tell him about, how do you guys get started kissing? Well, I told her, quick, kiss me before he comes and tries.
She was like, oh, you're so nice. And then she was like afraid, but she was like kind of moving her body, you know, like normal.
Like towards you. But yeah, I noticed you, she gets, like, when she talks to these girls, she gets, like, very close, and, like, you hug them a lot, and you're like, oh, you're so cute, and, like, all this stuff. So it's easy.
Yeah, but it's always, like, it's slow, you know.
Natural progression, yeah.
It's natural. Like, I will never kiss, like, someone, like, or hug someone if the person doesn't want to hug, you know?
Yeah.
That would be inconvenient.
Not like you, like John.
That. Yeah. I ignore most people like I ignore you when the camera is off or there's not a pull in the room. By the way, we're out of cocaine. Look at that guy's eyes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know.
He's creepy.
He's either way hungover or way high. I can't tell which it is.
I like when it's like something that the person really wants. Like you see like the eyes, like the person says, oh, that's so cool. Like, and then you feel good to approach.
Yeah.
I don't like when it's like, okay, so now kiss. I hate that. Like, I hate when it's like, you know, the... And you can kind of...
I hate it when they resist. I hate it when we have to use the taser. It's just so bothersome. It's a messy affair. Especially on Tuesdays because the maids don't come on Wednesdays to the penthouse.
Like, if you're in there. Like, so, yeah. So boyfriend, like, and girlfriend.
So, basically, like, I didn't know that they had kissed yet. I finished my call, came outside. We were, like, all, like, hugging each other. Like, she was saying I looked good and stuff, too. Or, like, mm-hmm. you know, just telling each other, like, oh, yeah, you're all looking, we're all looking good.
We all stuff. Hugged. Like, how did that work? He got off the call. He goes out there. They're kissing, and he jumped in the hug.
I put on some Creed. With arms wide open. That's how I closed the deal. Creed. And cocaine. But mainly Creed. I come in for the hug. He's going in for the hug. His incredibly hot girlfriend is making out with some chick on the balcony, and he's going in for the hug. Well, I'm enlightened. I now know how to pull women from the mall just like you.
Like, it's
very chill.
I don't remember who, because I didn't know that you guys had kissed yet. We need, like, signals and shit so you can tell me when stuff's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not...
Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
We need a signal and shit.
Our pussy's wet. Caw-caw! Caw-caw! That means, quick, come give a hug and then leave the room. You can watch from the balcony. Here's the signal.
No!
When you hear that, it's time for a hug.
We're normally going to be, like, both ready at the same time, but this was a situation where I had my call. But I don't remember if I told her to kiss you. A lot of times I'm like, you guys are really sexy. Like, you guys, mm-hmm, you guys should kiss.
Yeah. But he has a red kiss before, so.
Yeah. I think I either said that, or I think I kissed her first. Or do you remember? I don't even remember.
I think you were like, oh, you're very sexy. And she approached, like, she was, like, close to you also. And
she, like, threw up in your mouth? You got to see the gesture this woman is making is the gesture we would make here in the States for throwing up, right? When I tell a story about someone throwing up, I make this gesture where I take my hands and then I, you know, project. Pull it away from my mouth. Like, I'm projecting something. Projectile vomiting. So I think she's also trying to say that with her hand motion. Someone check on this woman to make sure she's okay. I want proof of life.
And you got kiss, and then after we kiss.
Yeah, and then once one of us kisses like, one of our threesome girls in front of the other person, then it's easy to just, we start triple kissing and then take turns kissing. And then eventually I just, like, carried her in here.
She's
like,
triple kissing. Gross. This guy is gross. I just imagine his pudgy little fingers and face.
Triple kissing.
Triple kissing means he licks their cheeks while they're making out.
Exactly.
Caca, caca. This means get away. You're ruining the moment.
A small chick carried her in here onto the couch, and then we're kissing here. I don't think you went to the bathroom to, like, fix your makeup, and then she was like, grabbing my dick when you came out, all this stuff. But then we ended up banging her for hours, and it was, like, one of our best threesome experiences. We've had, like, 22 or 23.
We've been banging off to that
for hours.
Years now. That was a few years ago.
Banging for hours.
Yeah, you know, and all that shit.
Yeah, you know, all that shit.
She grabbed my dick and all that shit.
And then we banged for hours. Banged and banged. I opened up the windows in the penthouse so all my Brazilian friends could see a big... My ego was banged for hours. I do not believe most people when they say I banged for hours, because if anybody has ever had sex knows that banging for hours is not something that happens very often. It's like I don't know, call it a 10 times in a lifetime event. Maybe once a year you go more than 40 minutes, right? And that's usually because of the drugs and alcohol.
I was going to say, yeah. I guarantee you there was a pile of cocaine.
I have a friend.
And alcohol.
Oh, yes. For sure. They're in Brazil.
I know. Yeah. Right?
I'd do the same thing. Not casting dispersions. I'm just saying. I had a friend one time told me he had sex for 7 hours with a woman. And that's a running joke in our household now about this guy who had sex with a woman for 7 hours. 7 hours? Did she have a real vagina or a plastic one? Because that's a feat, bro.
And this was just like the same day game pool. I always say on my channel, I'm not that big of a day game fan. But with the nightclubs closed, with the pandemic, it is a good alternative. And we don't go out really to do day game. It's just that we're out.
Digging?
What are you, in a necrophilia? What are you talking about? Digging?
The nightclubs were closed. We had to go digging.
The nightclubs were closed. So I couldn't dispose of my bodies in the nightclub bathroom like usual. I had to go digging. Digging. What the fuck is going on?
Like today we had to go downtown and we're out on the street and we saw a pretty girl. Actually, we'll save that for another video. But, okay.
That's another cool video. I get to talk about how awesome I am. I changed my stats before we tell that one.
So to recap, it was really see the girl, go in. The key things you're trying to accomplish in the interaction, the set as they call it, is...
talking, fucking,
the set as they call it,
cocaining, the set as they call it. What is this, a Grateful Dead show? Oh man, I just, you know, they're deadheads. They're like, oh man, Franklin's into scarlet begonias, into fire in the mountain. This guy's like, mall into makeup counter, into cocaine, into hours of lovemaking.
Banging.
Back into cocaine. Back into banging. Good for a pull.
Okay, so like she told us, she was flirting with us too, but we were like telling her she's pretty, she's cute, all this stuff. You know, some people call that like intent. I don't like that word. It's more just like, you know, showing that you're interested in, as more than
it's just like... It's called manipulating is what it's really called, John Anthony.
Tonic friend, right? RST calls it man to woman, frame, whatever. So there was that part. Then the next part is getting the number. The next part is framing the hangout and working out logistical details. What time are you off? What area do you live in? Can you hang out after work tonight? And she could. But if she couldn't, then are you free tomorrow? Are you free the next day? Do you want to hang out as soon as
I'm
possible?
I'm free between 10 and 2 on Thursday.
I'm free between 10 and 2, behind the makeup counter, where you originally found me, at the mall, in the area. There you go. Bring the cocaine.
It's going to get like colder and colder over time, and then they're going to become unresponsive, and then you missed your window. So,
unresponsive is not a word I would be using, John. Talk to your lawyer about that.
Well, in this case, she was free, and then we just had to deal with that minor objection. Inexperienced guys in the game would see that as, oh, okay, she has to be up early and she's kind of tired. Let's try a different night, and then maybe you never get a chance to see her. So objections are very common, okay? Just making it easier for them to comply with. All right, so...
Making them easier for them to comply with?
Wow.
This guy is like... He's one of a kind. We found gold here,
yeah,
kids. Gold.
I mean, I can't... I don't...
I don't remember laughing this hard at any video that we've ever done since maybe like a couple of the Frankie B videos and maybe one preacher video.
Yeah.
When she says like, I have to be up early, most guys are just going to like give up right there and be like, okay, I'll see her another day and then miss their chance. Okay. Instead, objections are very common. They happen almost every time. So you're just making it easier for her. You're just saying, okay, just come for a little bit. We won't keep you late. Wink face. And the wink face.
Come for a little bit. We won't keep you up late. Winky face if we do. Cocaine pile. Emoji. And then stick figure with extra stick.
This is kind of like, yes, we will keep you late, right? But it's more of like a flirtatious thing. And then you're saying something like, in the frame of meeting up again, how long will it take you to get ready? Right? So you answer the objection and then talk in the frame again. That's
how long will it take
structure.
You to get ready?
So,
how many drinks before you pass out? If we got to frame the objection. Don't worry about it. You won't remember a thing. Oh, don't worry. You'll be back at the makeup counter tomorrow. That's where I'm going to drop you off.
You know, sometimes I'll tell girls like, hey, we can hang out at my new place, see how the chemistry is. Do you need me to call you an Uber?
Or when your you're parents. At the club,
yeah. We can go. Do you have Find My iPhone on? Could you turn it off for me?
Oh.
Did you tell anyone where you were coming? Good.
Tell your parents.
Yeah.
Tell them you're staying over at my son's house.
Tell your stepdad. Tell your stepdad he's welcome to join.
Go and hang out after this. What kind of alcohol do you like? She's like, oh, I like this and this. But you're not saying, like, do you want to come? Or are you still down? You're not giving, like, and the point isn't to like, you know, give them no way out. It's just to speak in the language where it's more persuasive, where you're not letting that minor problem, like, stop you. So you're saying, like, okay, you have to be up late, just come for a little bit. And she could have just come for a little bit and left, but she chose to stay for a while because she was having fun. But we made that possible.
Because of the pile of cocaine and the Dom Perignon.
Yeah, that's right.
Pouring.
I asked what kind of alcohol she liked. Then I asked her if she was old enough to drink.
I think the laws are a little looser.
Probably.
In
yeah. It's been a lot of time down in Costa Rica. It was almost a law against not drinking and driving. It's like in some of these small towns, if you didn't have you literally would cheers, you would salute the police officer as you were driving by. Salute!
I think we did do that.
That gringo's pretty cool. He's going to kill someone, but he's pretty cool.
For her by solving that little objection. So that's that. And then, of course, we do our standard practice afterwards. We put them into a group chat on WhatsApp. Everyone uses WhatsApp in Brazil.
What?
What? A group chat with all your other threesomes?
We do our standard practices.
We take two shots of penicillin. We de-louse the couch. We take a shower in bleach. We dismember the body and throw it off the balcony.
Standard practice.
Standard practice. We go digging. We tie some cement blocks to the unresponsive partner, and we throw her off the penthouse balcony.
We get on a group.
We get on a group chat on WhatsApp. What?
I guess maybe you think maybe he means the three of them.
I sure as shit hope he means the three of them. I sure as shit hope he means the three of them.
And with like some kind of cute name like Trace, which is three. Like Bonitos or Trace, whatever. Trace Amigos, whatever the fuck.
Trace Amigos.
We just like keep building more.
I can see that he's got 47 Trace Amigos. Oh my God, he put a picture. He's got a picture.
Oh my God, he did.
He's got a picture of him naked, holding Brazil's boob with the other girl. But didn't he say the other girl was blonde?
Yes.
Okay. This is full of shit. It's full of shit. He one time got a lucky picture with his girlfriend's boob out and some chick standing behind him. And now that's living proof that he's at 1,300 pulls.
Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed pull. By the way, he looks 20 years younger in that photograph. Hair? No hair. Gray beard? Brown beard.
Rapport, we send pictures of us to the girl. We flirt with the girl. We set up the next plans. We try to see them like once a week. So this is how we set up a threesome.
Once a week? What do you do for a living? Because I think you got 3,000 views on this video. You cannot be making a living off YouTube. Is he making a living off mentoring? Oh my God. We're in the wrong business. I could do better than this. I know I could.
We've got to call this guy.
Hey, Atlanta. Let's you and I.
Let's rent ourselves a penthouse. You
and I, yeah, rent a penthouse and get the fucking. We need to make some money up in here. Oh my
rotation.
God.
Stay tuned for the next video tomorrow where we will go over how we just got a new girl off Tinder and we'll talk about some of the number close situations as well. So. Do you have anything else to add?
What's fine.
Yes. If you have interest in the master.
Oh my God. That's fine.
Wait, if you have interest. Wait. Okay, what was he saying? You have
in
interest.
In the game from A to Z, click the link in the description. Free 30-minute call with me personally. I'll tell you how we can take you from wherever you're at in game in 8 weeks. It's a 2-month program. Guys are getting incredible results from it.
It's an eight week program.
Who listens to this guy for 8 weeks? How can you stand it? By the way, might be all worth it if she's on the FaceTime with him. That's all I got to say. She's on the FaceTime with him. Then God bless America.
Oh,
I'm clicking that link. Ooh, we're going to get a phone call with this guy.
Calling.
Yeah, for sure.
Huh.
Oh, this is a new TCB classic. I can already feel it. Yeah. I'm going to go start downloading videos before he takes them off the internet. Some people get the TCB treatment. They don't like it. It's bad for business. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Oh, my God. Woo. John Anthony Lifestyle. Confirmed poll. There you go. This has been fun. Wow. This is just what we needed.
Yes.
After a long couple of days in the studio, this is just what we needed. Yes. Trust me. All right. We'd love to hear from you. Go to tcbpodcast.com. Click on the contact us button. And you can do a couple things there. You can send us a message. Ask about Let me do this again. Go to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. You can do a few things there. You can leave comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. If you'd like a sticker, leave your name. Give us your name and your physical address, and we will get you one of those 21 EPM stickers right out the door, along with a special, couple other little special knickknacks we'll give you. If you'd like to be on the show, on the program, live with us here in the studio, Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 775-TCB-Live. 775-TCB-Live. If you don't get us, leave a message and maybe we'll give you a call back. Or you can hit the text message line at 1-855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us or leave us a voicemail, and we will respond to you. Want somebody at the TCB team? There's no spam here, kids. No chat GPT, none of that bullshit. Because if there was chat GPT, they'd actually respond to you in a timely manner.
Yeah.
But instead, it'll probably be a week later when you get a response. But we will respond. So that's how you know it's real. Also, we'd like you to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. We're actually making posts now. Again, after a year hiatus, we're back on Instagram and TikTok. TCB Live on TikTok. Morgan does such a great job with the YouTube videos. You can now see them the day that this episode airs. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and you can see the video. So when we tell you to go see the video, it'll be right there. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Hit the subscribe button, please.
Smash it.
Bleh. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do
I
for
think
today.
So, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say and we must say.
Goodbye.